This call is being recorded.
And can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, cool. Have you guys ever done the 411 breath before?
Yes.
Does anybody here not know what that is? I'll just review real quick just in case. So the 411 breath, what we're doing here is we're just going to go on like a guided journey. And if you guys can, please like get comfortable for laying down and have your Merlin stone or your pyramids ready or little alchemy anointed, that would be fabulous. So go ahead and do that. The 411 breath, basically all it is you breathe into a count of four. And then you exhale through your nose, through your mouth, to a count of 11. And if you can't quite, if you run out of breath before you reach 11, just try to extend it in that little pause between your next breath to 11. And just get that nice, easy rhythm going. And you can go ahead and get started doing it. And the reason why I think this breathing is so fabulous is it seems to be very good for preparing one for our Shupra journeys. I like how it just kind of drops you into a nice relaxed state. So we're going to do this breath about 20 times, and then we'll go from there. Sound good? I'm going to mute. So again, breathe in to a count of four, and then breathe out to a count of 11. Okay, so if you have a pyramid or a Merlin power stone or some alchemy, place it on the most appropriate chakra. That could be just even held in your hand. And just continue to be. Just continue to breathe. Wanted to do a meditation that was purely about, that didn't have any kind of agenda, just sanctuary and just being. So the name of this meditation is called Starfall. Leave your body here with me now, resting gently. And in utter comfort and warmth, becoming warm and still. And with your body, you can leave your sense of sounds, feelings, responses of the kind that you were used to having had, and now become aware. Realize that you are made of energy complete, of swirls of dancing atoms, and of electricity flowing like the rise and sound of breathing here and now. You are etheric energy at ease and both detached from what is all around you now, and still completely part and one with all that there is and all that there was, and all the earth and all the sky. Not just sky, the heavens too. And so you rise and drift, rise and drift, rising up into space. Among the stars in reverence and wonder. Blue suns, red suns, galaxies, and the nebula, your friends of old, from way back when a time, when time was young, and you were one with all there is and all there was. And as you drift, you come across a plane placed at the very edge of time. Plane that ends the universe, and here you gently float. Like sheets of silk, and there you are. And as you are, the snow begins to fall. At first, just a few flakes that reflect a light you cannot see yet. Perceive it all around you, and the snow begins to fall in the whitest white against the silky blackness of the wide horizons. Gentle snowflakes gently drifting down, slowly falling soundless amidst the stillness that enchants you. The gentle snowflakes keep on falling. Silently, peacefully, slowly, slowly turning the ground a purest white. And as they fall, you can begin to feel yourself falling with them. Becoming one with everyone. And settling in deeper and deeper stillness and silence. And you can rest. All is well. All is here. And all is peace and stillness. And there's nothing else. Just the universe gently turning. And the stars gently turning. And the snow falling quietly as you find that place of total peace. An unconditioned peace where nothing needs be done and nothing needs be thought. And nothing needs to be achieved. As the snowflakes fall slower and slower and more slowly still until they simply cease. And high above, the stars turn slower and slower and more slowly until they simply cease and time itself comes to a halt. And it is here that there is peace forever. The ultimate silence. The ultimate peace. The ultimate stillness. And here you rest within this timeless time of timelessness. There is all there is right here. All the healing of all the millennia that ever was lies in this timeless space where all is white. And all is silence. Here you remain until the time comes that you are ready to resume your journey through the stars. Through the lives that you've lived and are yet to live, through the loves that you have known and are yet to know, and you may remain here for 100,000 million years or many more millennia, at one with all there is, in the safety beyond all safety. In the peace beyond all peace. It is now. It is here. It is you and me and all there is and ever will become. Rejoice. And very, very gradually, you become aware of a rising, an energy deep from a well within your deepest core. And this energy is beginning to tingle and call and answer all at the same time. And as this energy builds from the merest tiny notion onto a wondrous note from way afar, the stars are beginning to slowly turn once more, and the snow begins to turn to water, flake to drop, flake to drop. One by one, as time unfolds for you, and every snowflake that melts into a sparkling crystal droplet, the energy within you builds in time. Until the time has come for you to rise up and seek to be one with your body in a new way, to be one with your life in a new way, rested, ready. So ready to go forth. And now you realize, you know, that you can no longer wait to see the new dawn. If you are enjoying being in this relaxed space, feel free to stay there. Or if you feel ready, let's bring you back. Let's bring you more present into your body. My favorite way of doing that is to lightly massage my earlobes. And maybe do a little stretching, a little slow wiggle. And I just wanted to say that I love this meditation because I think in the process, the alchemical process that we go through and the conscious effort many times that we have to become more aware and to become more of what we are, I think that it's important for us to have radical moments of acceptance where you're kind of removing yourself from that cycle of needing to be anything other than what you are in this moment. And so I just wanted to try something where we're embodying peace and just going directly to it without any sense of striving or anything else, just going straight to peace. Because I think that in that mind space, together we're really potent. And some of the most powerful energy that we can do as a group can take place in that space. So I want to thank you all so much. And I'm going to stop the recording now and unmute everyone.